An email here from Emil Sorensen, who says, "Hi guys, my parents have been telling me I should wear socks all the time or I'll get ill. So my question is, does having moderately cold feet really increase your risk of catching a cold or the flu?" My own take on this is no, because I have chronically cold feet. But they say cold feet and cold hands, warm heart, don't they? So I'm all right. But there's no real evidence connecting going out in the cold with catching a cold. It's one of those urban legends that gets trotted out. Don't go out with wet hair because you might catch a cold. The only real evidence in this favour was there were some studies done in Scandinavia in people who were doing very severe exercise, and they found that in those individuals exposed to very cold extremes as well, taking some vitamin C did help to ward off colds. But on the whole, getting cold doesn't increase your risk. It's actually physically being exposed to the pathogen that increases your risk. The only exception to that is if you get very, very cold and you get so cold that you get damage to your mucous membranes, your linings of your nose and your mouth, then of course you might make yourself, if you get cracked skin or breakdown of the mucous membranes, more vulnerable to, say, a bacterial infection coming in on top. So you have to be careful for that. But there's not actually any evidence connecting getting cold or washing your hair and catching more pneumonias or colds or viruses. So you're probably okay, Emil. He goes on to say he thinks Kat Arney is awesome. Kat's not here this week, but I'll tell her for you. And also that he'll make it an endeavour to listen to every single one of our podcasts because he highly appreciates our complex discussions. That's very kind of you. That's Emil Sorensen, who's listening in Denmark. And if you want to listen to any previous editions of The Naked Scientist, you can catch them on our website. They're all there as a podcast. That's nakedscientist.com/podcast.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.